For weeks, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi refused to concede defeat in Italy's general elections. His challenger, Romano Prodi, who heads a centre-left coalition, won by a narrow margin. Berlusconi finally went to the presidential palace to meet with the Italian head of state.
Il presidente della Repubblica Carlo Azeglio Ciampi ha ricevuto questa mattina.
A presidential spokesman read a statement that said that Berlusconi had resigned and President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi had asked him to remain temporarily as caretaker prime minister. Earlier, Berlusconi had presided over a short cabinet meeting in which he announced his decision to resign. Berlusconi was elected leader of the centre-right coalition in 2001 and has been the longest-serving prime minister in Italy since World War II.
La democrazia va avanti, a volte a ritmi lenti, però va avanti.
After learning of Berlusconi's resignation, Prodi, the winner of the election, said democracy goes on, sometimes slowly, but it goes on. He expressed the hope that the political vacuum would not last too long. Berlusconi has pledged to lead a fierce opposition. Meanwhile, Prodi has been working on his lineup for Italy's new government. It is up to the Italian president to give Prodi the mandate, but it remains unclear whether a new president will need to be elected first, because Ciampi's term expires later this month. Ciampi had indicated he wanted his successor to give the new prime minister his mandate, but there has been widespread speculation that Ciampi might change his mind to put an end to the political delay. Ciampi has stressed the need for Italy to quickly revive the country's zero-growth economy. He has also said political tensions must ease if the nation is to work together on that goal. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.